184, in the front of your hymnal, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with our true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your dreadful and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the day of Pentecost, chant the introit.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia.
God on high,
and on earth He stood.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsibly Psalm 143, verses 1 through 10, in the front of the hymnal.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness answer me, in your righteousness. Pursued my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Lest I be like those who go down to the pit. To you for refuge.
arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as the fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own languages the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
Holy Spirit, He will teach you all things.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I've spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I will come to you.' If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O
Christ. We confess together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day in 497. You may be seated.
Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this day of Pentecost. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the day of Pentecost, and we rejoice in the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. Today is called the 50th day. It's the 50th day since Easter. Easter Sunday, we celebrated Christ's resurrection from the dead on the third day. Then for 40 days, he gave convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead. And on the Thursday, he ascended, but told them to stay in Jerusalem until the Spirit came. And 10 days later, on a Sunday like today, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, which was a harvest festival, upon the apostles. So today is the culmination of the 50 days of Easter. And this is the significance of this event at Pentecost. You heard this morning the reading of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11, and you heard the account in Acts 2 of Pentecost. Pentecost is a reversal of the Tower of Babel. In Genesis 11, the Lord confuses their languages, and he drives them all away. The people are dispersed because they can no longer understand one another and dispersed throughout all the earth. What happened at Pentecost is a reversal of the Tower of Babel. Now all the nations are called back to the one language of the gospel and brought back to the Lord, reversing Babel and bringing all the nations back to God in the one language of the gospel. What's something very significant for you today is that you are sitting here hearing me speak to you in English, in a word and a language you understand. If I was speaking Hebrew or Greek or Chinese, if you didn't know that language, you wouldn't know what I was saying. The Holy Spirit has inspired the Holy Scriptures, which are now translated into languages we can all understand. That is why you are here. You are a Christian called by faith through the work of the Holy Spirit by the power of the Word, the faith in Jesus Christ. The reason the color red is used is, of course, for the tongues of fire on their head. And the reason why we spend so much time as Christians translating the Bible to all the languages of the world, is we want the gospel to go to all the four corners of the world in languages that can be understood so people can have saving faith in Jesus Christ. So today let's briefly consider, first of all, the greatness of the Father. Then we'll consider the peace of Jesus. And thirdly, the language of the Holy Spirit. We begin with the greatness of the Father. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my word. And my Father will love you and come to you. We will make our home with the one who loves his word. The Father's word became the Son's word, whom the Father sent. But whoever does not love Jesus does not keep the Father's word. Now, you have the word of Jesus, and you're hearing it actually right now. Jesus is saying, if you love me, you will keep my word. If you don't love me, you will not keep my word. We sometimes say, the proof is in the pudding. Or we say, actions speak louder than words. It's easy to say to the Lord, I love you. It's harder to do what he says. Doing what he says is understanding that Jesus is the one who kept God's law perfectly for us. Jesus is the one who was sacrificed in your place. Jesus is your righteousness. Hear the greatness of the Father when he says, I am going to the Father. The God Father is greater than I. Jesus is indicating now that his work is about to be completed, he will soon return to the Father in what is called the ascension of our Lord, where Jesus physically and visibly ascended back to his Father in heaven. The disciples did not yet realize this was going to happen soon. And he was going to ascend to the Father who is greater than him, be reunited with his Father. Because as we will confess next week in the Athanasian Creed, the unity of the three persons of the Trinity, in the incarnation of Christ and his state of humiliation, sharing our flesh and blood here on earth, he calls the Father greater than him. Because it was the Son who humbled himself, even to death on the cross. Jesus tells us ahead of time exactly about what is to happen. And when he says, when it takes place, then you will believe. The unbelieving world doesn't believe a thing that I have just said. A Christian is someone who believes just as surely as Jesus said he would be crucified and raised and ascended, so he will return in glory. The greatness of the Father is such that his Son is now at his right hand, pleading our case, interceding for us. The Father, who has commanded Jesus to love us, out of love, gives us love for the Father who loved us first. The greatness of the Father is realistic, though. Jesus says, "The ruler of this world has no claim on me." The reason we have such violence and horror these past couple weeks, we understand why. Because of the devil, because of our own sinful flesh, and the world. The devil is wreaking havoc and violence and war and evil everywhere. He's fighting to destroy us. But Jesus has no part of him. Jesus has defeated him. He has no claim on Christ. In the greatness of the Father on Judgment Day, all accounts will be settled, and all evil and wickedness will pay their just rewards. For the wrath of God will fall upon all evil and wickedness. The greatness of the Father is that he has mercy and love for us in the midst of the havoc. This is why at times like this, Christians reach out in love and compassion for those who've gone through the events of these past 2 weeks, knowing that the Heavenly Father carries us through all times of difficulty into his heavenly home through faith in Christ. May we show that love in action to all those afflicted in any time of their danger and illness and violence. The greatness of the Father will always be true. Secondly, we have the peace of Jesus. The peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Worldly peace never lasts. Once one war ends, another one begins. Worldly peace comes and goes. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. Now, peace has two aspects to it. Primarily, it's the objective status of peace. We are at peace with God the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, shed, who died in our place, shed his blood, and in him we are declared righteous and holy. God is not our enemy. We're at peace with him. It's an objective status that we have. Because of that peace, then we can have peace in our hearts. Subjective peace in our hearts is based on the objective peace established between God and us through Jesus Christ, a reality that's outside of ourselves. Nothing can change the status of peace that we have. God is not your enemy. God is your Father. Jesus is your brother, and he enables you to have peace in your heart. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Pastors can often see when they're preaching trouble in people's eyes. It's not that we can see your minds, but the eyes give us away. Some of you came here with troubles on your heart, I can tell. Some of you have things of which you are afraid and you're worried. But Christ says, do not be afraid. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me. Jesus said, you've heard me say, I am going away and I will come to you. Simply put, he's saying, I'm going away in my ascension, and then I'm coming back to you in my glorious return. He says, if you love me truly, you would have rejoiced that I'm going to the Father. Now, the disciples were confused by this. They didn't want Jesus to leave. But Jesus is proclaiming, no, it's good that I return to my Father. At the right hand of God, I will be your intercessor till the end of time. I will have a joyful reunion with my Father in heaven, and then I will send the Holy Spirit at Pentecost to bring thousands of people to faith in Christ. And when Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, he fills the whole universe with his presence and can be present with us in water and word and bread and wine at this altar, giving us his body and blood. Rejoice in the greatness of the Father despite the havoc of this world. Rejoice in the peace of Jesus despite worldly peace that passes away. And finally, rejoice in the language of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I've spoken these words while I'm still with you, but I will send the Helper, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. The Father will send the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to teach you all things and to bring to remembrance all I have said to you. Jesus spoke these words when he was with the apostles for 3 years. After he ascended, he sent the Helper, the Paracletus, the Counselor, the one who stands beside us. What did the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit teaches us all things. Everything you know about God, you were taught by the Holy Spirit through the word of Jesus. Christians aren't all that smart. Christians are enlightened by the words of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is the wisdom of God against the foolishness of this world. The Holy Spirit has taught you all things through the written word of God. The reason we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament and all the epistles is Jesus brought to the Holy Spirit brought to remembrance all that Jesus said. How wonderful it is for you to go home and pick up the Bible and be able to read it in a language that you understand. These are the words of Jesus given by the Holy Spirit, inspired by the apostles, written down in the New Testament. At the day of Pentecost, there's a sound like a rushing wind in the room. But there's no actual wind. There's tongues like fire in their heads, but it doesn't burn their hair. They're speaking in other languages, the gospel of Christ. And Luke lists 15 different language groups all over the Roman Empire. The Christian church continually takes the gospel to all the nations of the world. The mighty works of God, which amazed and astonished the people, were being proclaimed. On this great holy day, the people laughed and said, they're all drunk. And Peter is saying, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. They're not drunk. This is fulfilling the prophecy of Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. You know, one of the reasons every Sunday we pray for a missionary in another country is we want to realize that we can't just think about ourselves at Trinity and Norman, but all the people in Oklahoma, in our nation, and internationally. So each week, we pray for a missionary in another country because the gospel is meant not to be held in by us, but shared by us to others. We bring the gospel to the nations, and we bring the nations to the church. Joel foretells what we see each and every day. The language of the Holy Spirit has come to you in the word of Jesus Christ. The most valuable possession in your house is your Bible. The Holy Spirit speaks Jesus' word to you. So in conclusion, on this day of Pentecost, rejoice. The Holy Spirit has been poured out and was reversing the Tower of Babel and now bringing all mankind back to the one language
of the gospel. What is the gospel? The crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ is returning. We are at peace with God the Father because Christ sacrificed himself upon the cross and shed his blood. And through his sacrifice on our behalf, the Lord declares us righteous through faith in his name. The greatness of the Father assures us that nothing you need to be afraid of. He comes to you in these ordinary means of preaching and teaching and water and word, Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine. You don't have to go somewhere else to find God. He has found you here in word and sacrament. As we serve him in our daily vocations and callings, in our family and friends, at work, those of you who help us in the boards and councils of this congregation, offering your work in this congregation to expand the gospel here, let us rejoice today that the word of Christ has come to us. The greatness of the Father is with you. The peace of Jesus is with you. The language of the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. To understand what Paul, Peter, and all the apostles preached, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. As you leave, you may be seated for the offering.
prayer of the church. We stand to pray. Gracious Lord, your Spirit fills the world and gladdens your church with the remembrance of all Christ Jesus has spoken. Comfort us with divine peace. Do not let our hearts be troubled or afraid. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, as you once chose apostles to proclaim the resurrection, so open the mouths of your pastors and people to declare his praises to all who are here. Continue to bless all that we do at Trinity Lutheran Church, proclaiming the gospel here in our community. Bless the Oklahoma District LCMS Convention June 10th and 11th as we proclaim the gospel in this state. And bless Pastor Jonathan Klossing and his wife Anina as they serve in Eastern Africa in Tanzania as we proclaim the gospel of Christ to all nations. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you poured out your Holy Spirit upon us that we might believe your truth and raise our sons and daughters in it. Bless all parents and families that they may faithfully catechize their children in your word. Bless those who celebrate their baptism and birthday. Asa Walker, David Fritzy, Greg Burge, and Mark Woodham, Caitlin Gransberg, and Josh Lee. And those who celebrate their wedding anniversaries, Tom and Ann Anderson, Richard and Michelle Connor, and Josh and Lauren Lewandowski, Suzanne and Randy Bank, Nancy and Norman Parker, Greg and Stephanie Burge, Bob and Chris Lee, and bless Rachel Gross as she is married this coming Saturday. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of might, preserve your people from their enemies. Bring peace to the land of the Ukraine and bring this war to an end. Prosper them. Bless our leaders, especially our president, governor, congress and legislator, judges and magistrates. May they pursue just laws for the common good. Have mercy on all the victims of the deaths in Uvalde, Texas, Centerville, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Give us a heart of mercy for the weak and vulnerable, and protect all who are in danger. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we do not forget the sick and the suffering. Grant them healing according to your word. Be with Candy Darmody, Joe Waller, Kent Christner, and Claire Jones, Raymond Sendelbach, Darlene Miedrich, Melody Lechtenberg, and Jeannie Brinkheader, Grace Rawley, Stephen Ament, and Jean Faulkner. Surround them with mercy and strength. We give you thanks for the birth of baby Joy to Jennifer and Daniel Huntley, and for the birth of Peter to Seth and Madison Lemke. Surround them with your mercy and protection of your holy angels. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of grace, your Son has come among us to give us the privilege of a place at his table in paradise. Comfort the Vorster family now that you've received Jeannie into paradise and heaven, where we will join her one day. Comfort all the family, the sure and blessed hope of a reunion in heaven, through Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, as we come to your holy table, that you would comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and trust firmly in your grace. For you live and reign with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this the whole earth rejoices
with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
page 199. We stand to sing. Countenance upon you and give you peace.